Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
So my plan was to take off the month of December, take a break from hot takes on a plate here on the Believe Podcast Network. But I woke up this morning, Friday morning, read something on Twitter that just set me off. And I got to get some things off my chest. These are things that have been building now for a while, but it just came to a boil this morning. So here in New York, as so many of you know, indoor dining is no more. And I'm okay with that. I don't think it's safe to do indoor dining. However, if you are going to tell restaurants that they can't make money, that you are basically handcuffing their businesses, you have to throw them a lifeline. That has not been happening. That's not been happening for a while now. But then this morning I read that even though outdoor dining is still going on, if you want to order takeout from your favorite restaurant in New York City, you are not allowed to go inside the restaurant and pick it up. Also, if you are dining outdoors, you can't use the bathrooms at the restaurant. And the thing about the, look, I prefer curbside pickup. I think that's great. However, if you are, the whole reason, and look, I also get mad at people. I got a lot to get off my chest. I don't have any script here. I'm just flying off the seat of my pants. If you are one of those people who like to say,
well, I don't understand. I mean, you should be able to eat indoors because you can go to Costco and that's okay.
Well, the reason you can go to Costco or your supermarket is because you're wearing a mask the whole time, supposedly. And in a restaurant to eat, you have to take off your mask. That is the danger, knuckleheads. However, if you are being told that you cannot go inside a restaurant to pick up takeout with your mask on, that is no different than going to Costco or your supermarket. And that is where local leaders have lost me. It's this inconsistency. It is rules for the sake of rules. So it's getting ridiculous. And I am Mr. Safety, by the way. I have not dined indoors since this began. Again, I don't have a problem with banning indoor dining. It should be banned. However, if you are going to do something like that, you have to throw the industry a lifeline. A lot of the anger right now is misdirected. It's misdirected at getting mad about indoor dining being taken away. It should be directed at where is the aid? And we're starting to see some of that coming through more, but it should have been coming through months ago. That should have been where it was directed. I mean, this Restaurants Act bill that has bipartisan support is being held hostage right now in the Senate. That is unacceptable. I mean, it's Lord of the Flies. We're all on our own. Restaurants right now, they're on their own. We're the richest nation in the world. We could be doing so much more. You know, it's not a choice of public safety or people's livelihoods. It really isn't. We've created a false dichotomy. It's not. That is not the debate. The debate is not whether to keep people safe or keep them economically viable. That is not the debate. You can do both. So why not do both? Why not say, hey, we're not doing indoor dining and we're going to take care of your rent and we're going to float you money, grants, so that you don't go out of business when this is over? Because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We have a vaccine. It is being rolled out. This will not last forever. The Spanish flu of 1918 did not last forever. You know what came out of it? The Roaring Twenties. And let me tell you, people are going to be partying when this is over. And they're going to be craving the restaurants and bars that they've missed during all of this. We're getting there. I know it's hard. I am tired. We're all tired. But come on now. Our government is letting our restaurants die. And here's the thing. We've gotten to a point now where politics have become sports. You know, I'm a Mets fan, right? And as a Mets fan, I root for the Mets in good times and bad. I'm a Jets fan, sadly. I root for them in good times and bad. That is how we do politics now. You know, whatever political party you affiliate with, you root for them. That's not how it should work. Politicians work for us, the taxpayers. We foot their bills. We should treat them as if we are the board of a company and they're our employees. We may agree with them philosophically, but that doesn't mean they can't screw up. And everybody's got blood on their hands right now in different ways. And it's not all the same, by the way. It's not equal. This is not, I'm not playing everybody's got equal responsibility here. Some are worse than others. But I think a lot of the local officials here in New York have tried to do the right thing, but they've botched out how they've done it. They've just botched it up. There's no denying that. Because you are telling people what they can't do, but you're not telling them what they can do. It's kind of like when I manage a staff, I always say, if you're going to tell people what they're doing wrong, you got to tell them what they're doing right. And so we are in this weird situation where we're restricting businesses for the right reasons, but we're not giving them what they need to survive. And we're also, the people that are creating these rules are completely inconsistent. I mean, if you want to keep it to outdoor dining, I get that. But if we're creating outdoor dining where it's igloos and huts and buildings made out of wood and plexiglass, that's indoor dining. Like, so what is this? It's just COVID theater is what it becomes. And you're asking businesses to invest money to create something that is no safer than indoor dining. So, and look, I get it. You can't do outdoor dining when there is snow. I mean, you can. I've seen some photos, but it's a little insane. So yes, I don't think we should be eating indoors. But how do you say we're taking away the large, vast sum of your business and we're giving you nothing for it? Look, when you lose your job, you get this thing called unemployment. And yeah, it does not make up your whole salary, but it helps float you. We're not helping to float these businesses. And that falls more on the federal government than it does on local government. Local governments do not have the flexibility to spend the way our federal government does. Our federal government runs up debt like nobody's business, and it has for decades. And they can do it. We are the wealthiest nation in the world. And Congress has completely ignored restaurants. They bailed out Wall Street. Remember that? Wall Street, that was their fault. Self-inflicted wounds, baby. Bailed out the banks. Bailed out the auto industry. Bailed out the airlines. Why? Well, there's lots of reasons why, but they considered it to be in the public's interest. The job saved, what it provided. Don't you think it's in the public's interest to save restaurants? Don't you think it's in the public's interest to save jobs? Don't you think it's in the public's interest to save these things that are so important to our communities? I do. But, you know, you got some people that don't. So we should all be mad. But let's think about why we're mad and who we're directing that anger at. If you want restaurants to survive, get on the phone. Call your elected officials. Tell them you want the Restaurants Act passed. You know, Mitch McConnell could do something about that. It's got bipartisan support. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So I had to get that off my chest because, like I said, I was looking to take December off. You know, I've done almost 50 episodes this year of Hot Takes on a Plate. It's been a fun ride. It's been a different ride than what I expected when I launched this podcast. The whole point was for me to hang out with friends, keep in touch with my friends that I made during Restaurant Hunter in this industry. And it hasn't been a whole lot of in-person. It's been a lot of Zoom. But I've made new friends. And this podcast has taken on different shapes. It's kind of been an experimental lab of sorts. And I'm looking forward to sort of regrouping and figuring out what the next step for this podcast is. But before I do that, I just had to get this off my chest. So again, if you care about restaurants, look, and here's the other thing, by the way. If restaurants fail, it's not our fault. There's this narrative out there that it's our fault as the consumer if restaurants fail, if we don't bail them out with our money. A lot of people are struggling financially right now. A lot. Okay? Financially, this has been a terrible year for me personally. I spend as much as I can, but I can't spend what I used to spend on restaurants. I can't. Basically, our government has said we need to provide the bailout. And that's bogus. So put the pressure on your elected officials to do the right thing. Hot Takes on a Plate is part of the Believe Podcast Network. That's BLEAV. Check them out at BLEAV.com. You can check me out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Rob Patrone TV. Until next time, probably be in the new year. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.